Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's July 26, 2021. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with astroshaman.com and awakeningplus.com. And today, as every Monday, we are doing New Earth Support Team. Thanks so much for being here, whether you're live or on the recording. You are equally welcome and equally participatory either way. As I always say at the start, for anyone who may be new, what we do here is support the Great Aquarian Age Awakening on planet Earth. And the structure is like this. After this little intro, I'm going to call the directions on the Mesa. I'm then going to call in a bunch of allies of love and light and then set a nice safe container for us to work in. Then I will lead you through embodied awakening to max out your service capacity. And then we'll relax and see what the divine has for us. What's been happening for quite a while now is each of us just gets really passive and individually receives our own healing and awakening, which we do as surrogates for the collective, and whatever benefit we receive along those lines is transmitted down and is gifted to many other people as well. So we get all sorts of juicy goodness, and the goodness is shared. So that's technically how it works. Then we close the container, and then we hang out for a few minutes after to get feedback and Q&A and that sort of thing. Typically, the sacred part of the call where we're in the closed container is like less than an hour, so it won't take too much of your time. And once we've closed the container, you can then depart if you wish, if you don't want to stay around for the Q&A. So that's how we do it. I always make two requests on the front end. One is, if you are doing this, whether you're live or on the recording, please do only this. Please do not multitask. That way you'll have a better experience. And part of the magic of this call is that the energy you hold spreads out to everybody else. And that can be helpful or not helpful, depending on your own consciousness. So we're not asking you to do this perfectly or not lose focus ever. What we're asking is just do only this, please. Act as if you're right here in the room with me. The other request is that if you do need to leave early before we have closed the sacred container, then we ask that you request the allies to ease you out of the container very gently, and that way you can depart without rippling the energy. So that's all you got to know to start. So let's dive in. Okay, good feedback on the chat on the voice quality. Happy to have that. So, eyes closed. I'm going to set the container and call the allies. What I recommend you do as I do this is just relax really passively. And if you can feel energy moving in your body, then just feel that passively. Be the witness of it. If you cannot feel that subtle energy, then just feel your breath coming and going on its own. No breath control, please. You're really passive and just allowing the divine to do all this for you. So with that said, let's get rolling. Pachamama Mamakia Wirakocham Inti Riti. I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other, fourth, density, consciousness, or higher that serves highest good, please. I call spirit songs higher self. I call Amma the hugging saint. I call ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, quote, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator. Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda, I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. I call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. I call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. I call Saima. I call our elemental allies. I call our benevolent ancestors. I call Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Grandfather Mountain, Apu Mount Mitchell. I call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Hedgehog, Bear. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, we have our sacred container. Now I'm going to guide you in embodied awakening. We'll do an invocation for that in just a moment after I explain the process. So metaphorically, we're going to say that your body is a car. Your ego is going to slide to the passenger seat and your divine self is going to drive. If your ego doesn't like your divine's driving, it can instantly slide back over and take the wheel. Your divine will step out with no fuss and your ego would be back in control. I say this to let your ego know that it's safe. This is reversible. There's no danger to do this. The benefits of embodied awakening include a lot more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you can do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out in your mind so much, you can just know what to do intuitively more. And there's more bliss. So if you'd like to experience that, in a moment, you'll speak directly to your own higher self. Please begin repeating after me now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Please release the words and rest in feeling the energy in your body if you can feel it. If you can't, then just feel the breath come and go on its own. Either way, you're fully passive and just feeling the sensations. I recommend the following to have the best experience with this. I recommend that you do not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. I recommend you do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just be passive, feel energy, or feel breath. If you become distracted, that's okay. Don't fight the distraction. Don't try to change it. Let it be as it is with no resistance. Treat the distraction as an uninvited guest. You don't have to pay it any more attention. Instead, you relax back into your chosen focus, whether that's energy or breath. If the distraction remains in the background, that's okay. Let it do its thing while you do your thing. The final nuance we can add is to learn how little effort is needed even to feel energy or breath. So let's begin by dropping to no effort at all for a moment. Just be, simply exist. Now that you're at zero effort, notice if you have that awareness anyway of energy or breath without even trying. If you can still feel it with no effort, then stay at zero effort. That's enough. If you cannot feel your chosen focus, then add very small bits of effort, bit by bit, until you can feel energy or breath. Once you have even a tiny bit of that awareness, just rest at that very small effort level and relax into that. The idea here, obviously, is to use the least effort that gives you that awareness. So as you do that, and as you feel energy moving in your body, or you feel the breath coming and going, your passivity allows the divine to give you what you asked for, your higher self saturating your physical body to the greatest extent that serves highest good, giving you as much awakening as you are ready for. Your passivity is very important. If you use any effort beyond passive awareness, if you try to make it happen through your ego's effort, you will push the divine away because of your exercise of free will, and it will leave you to your own devices. However, I've yet to meet a human that can awaken themselves through their own ego-based effort. Rather, this technique has you receive the awakening as a gift from your divine. Stay passive. Let it come to you. I can feel that some are moving into embodied awakening now. I'm able to feel that whether you're on the live call or on the recording afterward. So if you find yourself in embodied awakening, just relax into that. How do you know you've hit embodied awakening? It's because four things are true at the same time. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. So all that's going on, you're there. Just relax and be for a moment. You just being there helps others get there more easily. If you're not yet into embodied awakening, continue relaxing and either feeling the energy move or feeling the breath come and go on its own. Yeah, the energy is getting sweeter and sweeter as more of us move into embodied awakening. In fact, I feel the allies wanting to get started. So even if you have not made it all the way to embodied awakening, we'll go ahead and proceed. Getting into embodied awakening is not required to do this. And even if you got partway there, that's still a nice step forward. So the divine is asking us, as usual, to now just relax and be passive and just passively experience whatever happens. Whatever you experience is fine. It could be body sensations, it could be visuals, inner experiences, whatever it is fine. And you will now receive whatever healing and or awakening serves your highest good. And as I said earlier, you are now acting as a surrogate for many other beings on earth. Whatever benefit you receive, healing, awakening, or whatever, will be passed along to them. So just relax. In this style of work, your passivity is the ticket in. Your higher self and these allies can give you the healing and awakening you most need far more effectively than you could try to do it with your own ego. So let your ego rest and just passively receive these experiences. I will be narrating what I'm experiencing, which will be the gestalt of what most folks on the call are experiencing. Your experience, however, may be quite different. Please do not use effort to match what I am describing. Relax and have your own experience, even if it's different than my words. There may also be extended silences. Just relax, I'm still with you. And I won't be speaking unless the divine gives me something to say. If you receive healing, it may be intense, it may be uncomfortable, it will not be too much. The techniques we do not allow overwhelm. So you can open fully to whatever you're experiencing. If heavy energy is moving through you tonight, it might be your own heavy energy, or it might be from somewhere else. If that's the case, then the divine is giving you the privilege of processing heavy energy for other beings. And they will only do this to the degree that you can do it. And if you are feeling challenged, just relax and let the divine do it for you. They've got all the tools and techniques they need to move things through you. Anything that's happening to you, you are ready for, or it would not be happening. My body is starting to vibrate a little bit, shake. And if your body wants to shake, vibrate, tremble, that's okay. If you find yourself crying or hollering or you need to move your body in a certain way to release energy, that's all good, as long as no one gets hurt. You are muted and nobody on this call can hear you, so don't worry about that. Don't be a drama queen for the hell of it, but I recommend, if possible, you let your body move or sound as it's inspired to move energy. you know, collectively we're processing quite a bit of heavy energy. Just relax and let it move through you. There's an interesting new energy coming in. Just relax and experience that. You're feeling challenging energy, just let it move through you. Let the divine take care of its processing. And now I'm feeling the energy getting quite subtle. We're opening into a higher vibration level of the divine. There's blending here of our spiritual aspects, a single field of consciousness made up of all of us together. So if you're ready for this, you'll just experience it spontaneously. If you're not experiencing it, that's okay. Just rest in whatever you are feeling. There's nothing to do here. Just relax and be aware of that field if you have that awareness. Moving more deeply into the divine. It's getting pretty abstract. Just relax and be this whole field of energy. At this level, there's no individual you. There's only us. The individual you is still down there in the physical. So it's a both and, some awareness of your human self, some awareness of your blended divine self, blending with the others on this call. And just relax and experience however much of this you're getting. Quite a bit of heavy energy moving through. Just relax and let that move through you if they're choosing you to help process it. Some more heavy energy passing through. Just relax into that. You don't have to know anything about it. Don't worry about what it is or how it got there. Just let the divine move it through. It's pretty common when you're having heavy energy move through you to feel it going down your arms and out your hands, perhaps going down your legs and out your feet. Those are very common exit routes for that heavy energy through your body. It can go out other ways too. Just let it move the way it wants to move. The allies say they're stirring up some heavy energy in the Middle East, and we're helping to process that. We're not alone here. There are huge numbers of other light worker beings all around the planet, taking their fair share of the load. We're just a very relatively small contingent out of a massive number of light beings helping the Earth awaken. Along with its residents. Yeah, now I'm feeling my physical body a subtler and higher vibration than before. Feeling my divine aspect more in the body than before. Y'all are doing a really good job of allowing the energy to move. Well done. It just took it up a notch of vibration. Feels really nice. Please continue to relax, be patient. Let the divine work with you in its own way, at its own pace. Thank you, divine allies, for making use of us to serve the great global awakening. We are grateful to be of service. It's a lot of heavy energy moving right now. Relax and allow. The energy just got really sweet, very blissful. Yeah, I'm feeling a lot of heat in the bottoms of my feet as heavy energy passes through them into the end of the earth. Mother Earth loves this heavy energy. She takes it and recycles it. For her, it's like a yummy treat. Yeah, the owls are making good use of us tonight. Whole lot of shaking going on. Continuing to feel a lot of heat in my feet. Lots of heavy energy moving through and out. Now my physical body feels more like energy than flesh. We're moving a lot of heavy energy. That's quite a bit of heat still working through the feet. And the energy is getting really thick, very intense. Thick's probably a misleading word. It's just really strong right now. Lots of clearing energy happening. If you're feeling it too, just relax and let it move through you. Now the vibration's rising, and having moved through all that heavy energy, we're being lightened up. Feel your light body getting more prominent, either individually or in that group blended field that I mentioned earlier. Yeah, nice little tingle in my pineal gland. Shifting through a little more heavy energy now. And now I'm becoming more aware of my physical body. You might be coming in for a landing. Yeah, I'm regaining more prominent physical body awareness pretty quickly. So I'm now mostly in the physical body there. Integrating those higher energies into the body, allow them to do that. settling a little more into my body. I feel solid there. Okay, touch down. So I'm going to close the sacred circle and make a quick announcement, and then we'll open it up for Q&A. Pachama Mama Kia Wiriko Inti Kuti. Thank you, allies, for this beautiful service opportunity. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this event, please, allies, remain with that person for as long as it serves their highest good. I request that you stay with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you again. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate, and to whom? Okay, the container is closed. This is, of course, a free public call. And if you're interested in learning more about our membership, Awakening Plus, you can go to awakeningplus.com and sign up for the $1 for 30 days trial membership. And that will give you access to all the live events. Only about half of them are open to the public. Gives you access to the archive that's now almost 350 archived events. All of them are just as powerful as the live events. Most are available by video or audio. You get our courses. There's the 16-part invocation course, and brand new is a course that guides you through the IFS protocol, Internal Family Systems Therapy, where you can do a complete session guided by my vocal prompts. We just added that a few days ago. There's other good stuff too, forum, you can get an accountability partner. So check it out at awakeningplus.com. If you're interested in working with me privately, whether you're a member or not, you can go to astroshaman.com. I do astrology, shamanic healing, awakening activation, and life coaching, and more. So that's all the announcements. We're going to open it up for feedback. So let me make that happen. Okay, so anyone can now just unmute themselves. If you're on Zoom, just click that little microphone icon and you'll be able to speak. If you'd rather type in the chat window, that's fine as well. I'll do my best to read those as they come in. Sometimes it takes a moment for anyone to chime in because they're kind of deep in the energy. So even though we've formally closed the ceremony, there's still a lot of great energy in the field. Sometimes more comes in. Oh, we got somebody. Vivian, hi. Hello, Vivian.
Ah, hello, Benjamin. Hi. Hello, everybody. I had a lot of energy moving like fire up my spine and through my shoulders. I came actually with an intent for my own healing today. I've had an experience of being attacked by an astrologer in the last couple of weeks, which has been rather painful and difficult, somebody local here. And I was really asking that that be released, and that anything that that I don't need to carry be released, and that I have just a very kind of pure energy around all of this, and that I participate in the field, as you know, in the best way that's mm-hmm. possible. So this may well have had to do with me, but yeah, it was like a spreading right up through the shoulders and the base of the neck. So mm-hmm. that's what I have to report, really. Thank you.
Very good. Always appreciate it when you're on the call with us.
Thank you so much. I like to be here too.
Yeah, Vivian's been part of this group for years. Thank you.
Thank you.
So Miriam just typed, I came home and lost power in the house. Wonder if I can ask the divine to help us gain electric power. You certainly can. Yeah, you can ask the divine for any help you want. It'll do the best it can. Ooh, there's a nice energy coming in right now. Kind of a sweet, blissful energy, subtle but noticeable. Nice. So once again, anyone is welcome to unmute and share, or ask a question, or type in the chat window. And the person who asked about the power said, can something like that actually happen for physical intervention? Oh, yeah. The divine can pretty much do what it wants down here in the physical world. And as long as something serves highest good, it can do all sorts of things. So Deanna has shared, thank you all, y'all. I started with some heaviness in the low spine tailbone area. It seems to have cleared as we were on this call. I had much leg jerking and feeling of mosquitoes or bee bites as it cleared. Thank you, Deanna. Yeah, Deanna's been having that sort of experience more than once on recent calls. So people have unique experiences as they go through their process sometimes. And then she typed, that seems like my norm. Yeah, there was one person in the membership a while back who would do a process and hives would break out on their body as they were in a process, and then they would clear up after we were done. Very strong response can happen physically. But it's quite the exception, though. So there's still a lot of sweet energy in the air. If anyone else would like to share, feel free to type in the chat or speak by unmuting yourself.
Benjamin, this is Deanna.
Hi, Deanna.
As we were going through it, you were talking about at one point, and you did it several times, but you're talking about some heavy energy and a lot of shaking. Mm-hmm. And I usually sit with my eyes closed and my legs are jerking and things are doing what they do. And all of a sudden, both of my dogs went crazy.
Really?
And they started just barking and running through the house. And I thought, huh, I wonder what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Then one jumped up on my lap and started licking all over me to try to get me to lose focus and pay attention to her. Huh. And then you said, oh, and here comes the sweet energy. And then my dog settled down.
Well,
whatever we were processing, they were feeling it for sure. And now the one is right by me. She's great. Probably glad that it's cleared through now.
Yeah. They're concerned for their mama.
Yeah, or they're processing and they're overwhelmed themselves.
Who knows? Could be that too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for doing these calls.
You're welcome. It's my privilege. Yeah, dogs and cats are super sensitive to subtle energy like this.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah. Okay, any further feedback or questions from anyone?
Hello, this is Joanne.
Joanne, hi.
I only wanted to comment that the energy tonight was really heavy again for me. And I wanted to say that it felt so intense in my hands and my arms. And I don't know really what electric shock feels like, but like if you stick your finger in, like as a kid, you know, playing with Christmas lights, you get that little shock.
Yeah.
But that's kind of how it was feeling throughout tonight in my arms, in my hands especially, but like shock waves running through, and it got so so intense. I mean, it was really like hurting in my fingers. I can't explain it, but it was serious electrical charges or electricity running through me. I don't know how to explain it, but that's what it felt like that. And then in my head, there was some activity, I'll say. I don't know, but it was pretty intense at one point. But a lot of really dense energy, you know, going through me, but that in my arms, I mean, I literally could feel like it was like electrical going through my whole arms, throughout my hands.
Wow. Are you feeling okay now?
It's still going. It's still going. It hasn't stopped. It hurts, but it doesn't, how do I say? I mean, it's like, okay, I'll go sit in the bathtub, you know, and my arms will go off, but the rest of me is fine. But like my arms are still going off. It's continuing. It hasn't stopped. That's what I think. It's odd, but yeah, anyway. Well,
yeah, they're showing me that you have actually quite a bit of capacity to process heavy energy, and they're taking advantage of that.
Yeah. Okay. I was feeling that, but this has a different, when you said Middle East, I thought, oh, okay. Cause I used to do, I have clients in the Middle East, and I have done a lot of energy work, I'll say, with the Middle East. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking that when you said Middle East tonight, that probably is an extra why I'm in this, shocking mode, whatever this is. Okay. That it only occurred to me that would be, but I just wanted to share that it continues. So I'm okay with it, but it's really intense. It's not like heavy, like really heavy, and you can't lift your arms. It's just like if it were a movie, my hands would be shooting sparks, you know?
Okay, good. Yeah, just sit with it. And promising it will fade out after a while.
Yeah. Okay. I only wanted to share it because this is different. It's not, it's often heavy, but not like this. This is like serious, like electrical. I could probably light up a house, you know?
Cool.
I'll probably send power to that lady's house, wherever she is.
There you go. That's why you're getting it.
All right. Okay, so thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Thanks for sharing that, Joanne.
All right.
Yeah, people can have unique and strong experiences on these calls. You know, the divine sees what each person's need and capacity is, and they take advantage of that. But always the highest good of the individual who is serving is taken into account as well. And I've had many occasions when I felt, you know, energy that didn't necessarily feel good. You know, it was challenging to feel it coming through me, but I also wasn't suffering, because suffering is a psychological choice. Even if things don't feel pleasant, you can just relax and be with it, you know, with equanimity, and there can be, you know, challenging feelings, but no suffering. So that's important to remember too.
Benjamin, this is Deanna again.
Hi, Deanna.
I was just thinking about, often on these calls, I'm taken out of it. Mm-hmm. As if, I mean, even before or about the time you're setting the container, I drift off into nothingness.
Mm.
And then I come back at some point, sometimes right as you're closing the container and sometimes earlier. Today it was much earlier.
Okay.
I guess I'm wondering about, do you have any experience or explanation for why some of us would be taken out of it and some of us would be, you know, fit more physically feeling the process more, or?
There's different possibilities for that. Sometimes people are taken out of it because their divine part is going to a level that their human ego is not ready for yet. And
okay.
Thus the part of you is conscious and participating, but your human self is sort of under spiritual anesthesia at that time. Sometimes that happens because something's happening that would be too intense for the human to tolerate, but it needs to happen. And the similar anesthesia effect goes into play. Now, this may not be true for you, Deanna, but some people just kind of tend to leave. They just kind of shoot out of their bodies if there's any kind of challenge or unpleasant energy. And it can take sometimes a little focus to say, yeah, I'm going to stay here in my body and not just fly off at the first sign of challenge. I'm not saying that's what's happening with you, but I have worked with people who were just escape artists and would, you know, leave the body at the first sign of challenge there.
Hmm. And I wouldn't say that I've ever done that intentionally, but on unrelated stuff, when I've been in extreme pain, mm-hmm. In different circumstances, I fainted. You mm-hmm. know, my body's response is to faint if I'm in a physical therapy that, you know, has intense pain.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's actually the best a body can do at that point, because if the pain's intolerable, then the best strategy is unconsciousness. Then you don't feel the pain.
Yeah.
Yeah. So okay. Yeah. So those are some possibilities. And I've worked with people who had variously, you know, those experiences and reasons for kind of spacing out.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you. See, Vivian has asked, do you think there's a difference between energy rising through the body and energy clearing through arms, legs down? Yeah. I've actually had heavy energy clear both ways. Again, down and out, down the arms, down the legs to the earth is more common by far. But I have had many experiences of heavy energy coming out through my crown chakra and leaving upward. Or perhaps if I was on like hands and knees doing a real intense purging process, I might be releasing energy up the top of my head and down into the ground or down that way. So obviously there's a difference in direction. But there can be different effects happening. Arising energy might be more of a uplifting spiritual experience, or it could be a release of energy upward. So it just depends on the particular moment and what the divine is trying to accomplish. And Vivian then types, yes, this is still going on and out through my mid-back shoulders. Good. Yeah, I guess people are getting bonus points tonight, working past the closing bell. I hope that's a helpful answer. Okay, I'm getting a wrap it up signal. So last call for any feedback or questions. Hmm. we'll call it good. So big thanks to all of you. As always, there's so much you could be doing and you're choosing to do this. And I'm so profoundly grateful that you're with us and helping to accelerate the great Aquarian awakening on Earth. So grateful to you all. So that'll do it for tonight. Again, this is Benjamin Bernstein with AstroShaman.com and AwakeningPlus.com wishing you many, many blessings. Namaste.